You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. All those crazy entrepreneurs hoping to make a buck with trivia apps and other startups are straight out of the California playbook. This state has always been a place for people to come, take a risk, and find their fortune, whether it was looking for streams full of gold or hoping for big splashy IPOs and stock payouts. KPCC's David Wagner reports on how California embraced risk and became the world's sixth largest economy.
This former rave warehouse in downtown LA doesn't seem like an obvious place to start a company. The blacklight paint and dungeon doors don't scream office environment. But Joe Fernandez says it's a great home for his startup.
It was actually the only place we looked at.
His company, Joy Mode, rents fun stuff to people who don't want to own it. Camping gear, movie projectors, giant Jenga blocks. Fernandez grew up in Las Vegas and went to college in Miami.
I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I wanted to build big things. And it was almost inconceivable to me that you could do that anywhere but California.
He started a company in New York, but says he felt more pressure to turn a profit fast. To him, California feels like a better place to find support for a
really audacious, crazy, like likely to fail idea. And I think this is like the only place you could do that.
And the numbers show that this kind of risk-taking is common here. One measure of entrepreneurship, compiled by a Kansas City nonprofit that encourages entrepreneurship, is called the Kauffman Index. It puts California in the number one spot for startup activity among larger states. And the Milken Institute's Kevin Clowden notes that California leads the country in terms of venture capital investment as a percent of state GDP.
There are more chances being taken per capita in California in terms of the kind of investments being done than any other state.
That culture of risk-taking goes all the way back to California's gold rush. In 1848, a sawmill worker discovered gold along the American River near Sacramento. Over the next decade, more than 300,000 people rushed to California, many hoping to get rich quick. Most didn't, but the gold rush helped create the state's early economic backbone. University of Texas Austin historian H.W. Brand says it also created a new mindset.
The idea that failure could be almost a prerequisite for success. You had to be willing to take those risks. Sank roots very early in the California consciousness.
Brand says Americans tended to see success and failure as a sign of character.
So that if one failed in the East, one had to look inside to ask, what's wrong with me?
But for those early miners in California, success and failure were really just about luck.
And I think that that attitude toward risk is probably more distinctive in California than just about anywhere else in the United States.
Nationwide, the U.S. Census finds that smaller, younger companies are responsible for 27% of job creation. Joy Mode co-founder Joe Fernandez says California has its drawbacks. Taxes are high, it's expensive, but
there's also more energy and there's also more opportunity. And to me, that feels well worth the benefits.
At this point, he can't imagine building a company anywhere else. In Los Angeles, I'm David Wagner for Marketplace.
That story is part of a statewide journalism collaboration looking at the California dream. You can find more at kpcc.org.